We're going to learn Daf Dalid in Masechtas Nazir. We're going to start from literally the bottom line on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah had given us a list of those things that if you say that I want to do this or you want to do that, that makes you a Nazir. For example, if I say I'm not going to drink wine, or I say not even that, I say I'm not going to eat the pits or the peels of the wine, or I'm not going to shave, that's enough to make him a Nazir. So the Gemara right after the Mishnah tells us that there's a machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan when a person's mekabel the naziris, but that they have to be mekabel all the individual specifics of the naziris, or it's enough just to be mekabel one part of it, and that's enough to expand to the rest of the naziris. Rav Shimon holds you have to do everything at once, and the Chachamim hold that it's enough just to say one point. And the one point that it's enough to be mekabel one point, the Gemara says, is based on a pasuk, because it says mikol asher yas migefan yain. No, sorry, that's Rav Shimon's pasuk. The Rabbanan's pasuk, it says miyain v'shecher yazir, that you just have to be mekabel from the wine. And the yain v'shecher in this context means the old wine and the new wine. So it's just that's enough to be mekabel the naziris, and you just have to mention the wine. It doesn't have to mention anything else, and that's enough to be mekabel the naziris. Okay, based on that, the Gemara asks Akasha, and we're about to start our new Gemara over here. So based on that, the Gemara asks, according to Reb Shimon, what does he need this pasuk of Miyayim V'Shecher? According to Reb Shimon, that says, no, the other pasuk tells us I have to be mekabel everything. So why do we have a pasuk that says specifically Yayin V'Shecher? So the chiddush of the Gemara is, actually I'm going to start from the second to last line here, Hahumi Boyele Laser Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Harishus. To teach us that when you're mekabel naziris, and obviously you're not allowed to drink wine, so you're not allowed to drink wine, even if it's wine related to a mitzvah. Even if there's a mitzvah involved, you're still not allowed to drink the wine. Okay, that's what Rav Shimon learns with the second pasuk. Now, by the way, a note that I have to point out, that Tosfos points out, it's important for us to realize this whole discussion of whether I have to be mekabel one point or I have to be mekabel many points or everything about the naziris is only talking about where I try to be mekabel in a roundabout way. But of course, if a person says I want to be a nazir, that's it. That's the end of the conversation. He doesn't have to go into the specifics of what naziris is. He says I want to be a nazir, so that's it. He wants to be a nazir. It's only because he tried to be fancy and say, oh, I'm not going to drink wine. So now the question becomes: if I say I don't want to drink wine, do I mean all of naziris, or do I mean specifically not the wine? So that's what this discussion of the Gemara is. Again, important to point out because Tosfos makes that point. In any event, the chiddush of Rav Shimon is, the pasuk according to Rav Shimon has come to teach us that it doesn't matter what kind of wine, whether it's wine for enjoyment or wine for a mitzvah, they're all going to be asur. Okay, so now on the bottom line, the Gemara says, "Mahi, what would be that mitzvah? What would be that case where you have to drink wine for the sake of a mitzvah?" So the Gemara says, "Now, first I'm going to read the Gemara the way the simple reading of the Gemara is, and then I'm going to read the Gemara the way Tosfos learns the Gemara's kasha is." So the simple reading of the Gemara is, "Mahi, kedushta v'avdalta." This line of the Gemara is an answer to the Gemara's question. What would be the case of wine that's related to a mitzvah? The answer is making kiddush on Shabbos and making havdalah at the end of Shabbos. So then the Gemara's question would be, Hare Mushbar V'Aymen Behar Sinai. I don't understand. How could you be mekabel naziris to restrict you from drinking this if it's a mitzvah that already the Torah says you have to do? And the Gemara's answer to that kasha would be, Ela Hada Amar Rava. You're right, so we have to change the case. Shvu She'eshta V'Chozava Amar Hareini Nazir. So the case would be that he swears, he just randomly makes a shvur that he's going to drink wine, and then he mekabel naziris, which of course would do the opposite and restrict him from drinking the wine. And the chiddush would be, Asya Naziris Chayla Al Shvur. The naziris would be chal on the shvur, even though there's a shvur that I just swore I'm not going to drink the wine, now that I make myself into that I will drink the wine, now there's a naziris that requires that you do not drink the wine, and you're not allowed to drink the wine. That's the simple way of reading the Gemara, meaning the regular flow of the Gemara, how you would normally read it. However, Tosfos has a few kashas on that way of reading the Gemara, And he says that it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara's answer doesn't answer the question. The question was, it's Shvu Mayim in Har Sinai. So changing the case doesn't answer that question. So what's going to be the halacha on the bottom line of whether you can make Kiddush and Avdalah or not? So Tosfos says, the Gemara's kasha is really, we're reading it all wrong, and we have to read it differently. We have to put, the question is the answer, and the answer is the question. So he reads, the Tosfos reads the Gemara's question like this. Mayi. So, okay, fine, I accept the fact that there are certain mitzvahs that you have to drink wine. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about it. Mayi, what would be that case that you think is a mitzvah to drink wine? You're going to tell me Kedusha v'Avdalto. So you're going to tell me. So this is all part of the way Tosfos is reading the Kasha. This is all, well, this back and forth in the Gemara, the way I read it back and forth, is all part of the Kasha. Kedusha v'Avdalto. So you're going to tell me that we're talking about Kedusha v'Avdalah. Harei Mushbavo. And this is also part of the Kasha. Now we're back on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. Harei Mushbavo. Oimid Alav Me'ar Sinai. Does the Torah say that you have to drink wine? Meaning, the way Tosfos reads the question, which is apparently a machlekas rishonim, but most rishonim, I think, learn like Tosfos, that while it might be true that you have a chiv to make kiddush, and you have a chiv, or a kiddush rather, to be mekadesh the Shabbos, and you have a chiv to make havdalah, but there's no din de araisa that the havdalah has to be made on wine. So the Chazal were the ones who put together the fact that once you're making havdalah, you should do havdalah ala kois el yayin, that you should have ala kois. There should be wine involved. But there's no din in the Torah. So if there's no din in the Torah that you have to drink wine, according to this Gemara, now I know you might ask me other kashas, but based on the way the Gemara is presenting it here, so if so, there is no mitzvah in the Torah to drink wine. There might be a mitzvah, as I said, to do Kiddush, but nobody said that the Kiddush has to be done on wine, necessarily. So it's not a din in the Torah. So if it's not a din in the Torah, as far as the Torah is concerned, there is no time when you have to drink wine, and if there is no time you have to drink wine, then why do I need a pasuk in the Nazir to tell us that I can't drink wine? Of course I can't drink wine. Once I'm a Nazir, I can't drink wine. Why do I need an extra pasuk in the Torah to teach us that I can't drink wine when I never had a chiv to drink wine? So there, and now the Gemara's teretz, the way Tosfos is learning, the Gemara's teretz is a very clear teretz. The Gemara says, I'll give you a case. I'll give you a case where you have to drink wine. Forget about Kiddush and Avdalah. But the case is, Elohada Amar Rava, so let's look at Rava's case. Rava's case is, Shvua She'eshteh. The problem is that I made a neder that I should drink wine. So now that I made a neder, now it's true that this mitzvah didn't exist, so to speak, in the Torah. There is no mitzvah that I have to drink wine. But once I make a neder that I will drink wine, then I have a mitzvah to fulfill my neder. And therefore it becomes a chiv, and it becomes mushba va'oimid, whether it's mushba va'mehar Sinai, but it's certainly, even if it's not from Har Sinai, it's from now. I have a shvuah that I have to drink. Now the chiddush is v'chazav ha'omer hareini nozir, and then he says, "I want to be a nozir." Asya naziris chayle al shvuah. The chiddush now becomes is that the naziris trumps and overrides your personal, your individual shvuah that I said I was going to drink the wine, and now I'm a nozir and I can't drink the wine. So which one do you do? The answer is you don't drink the wine, because the mitzvah, the Kabbalah's Naziris, is overrides and stronger than your personal shvuah of drinking wine. So again, the way Tosfos learns, the conclusion was, even though I had a chiyuv to drink the wine, the chiyuv came because of my nether, true, but the point is right now I have a chiyuv to drink the wine, even so, Naziris will override that and I don't drink the wine. That's what Tosfos learns, the Shakla V'Tayer of the Gemara. Great, and all of that is because of the pasuk of Yayin V'Shecha. So, great. So now that becomes the halacha. The halacha is that as a nozir you can't drink wine. So the Gemara now continues. So it's great that Rav Shimon uses this pasuk to teach us this extra halacha of wine, that you can't drink wine, even though it's a mitzvah. So how do the Rabbanan know this halacha? Because remember, the Rabbanan were the one that presented this pasuk to teach us that Naziris is good just by mentioning one item. So where do they know this extra halacha that even trumps drinking mitzvah wine? The Gemara says, Im Kain, Le Makra, you're right. Because the Rabbanan say, because the pasuk itself also teaches us this halacha as well. Because Le Makra, Miyayin. The pasuk really just has to say that he made a nazirus from yayin, which would have been extra to teach us this halacha. Mai v'sheicher. Why does the Torah also say that wine and, again, the literal translation is usually beer, but new wine and old wine? Why does the pasuk say the extra case? Shemami no tarti. So according to the Rabbanan, we're going to learn both halachas out of this one single pasuk from the two words in the pasuk, one from the word yayin and one from the word sheicher. Reb Shimon. Now, why doesn't Reb Shimon learn like this? So what? There seems to be an extra word available for another drasha. What's Reb Shimon going to do with the other drasha? I know Taimo. He says no. The reason why the pasuk had an extra pasuk, the chsiv sheicher. The reason why it said the word sheicher, la alufe sheicher sheicher lemikdash, to teach us the definition of sheicher in the context of doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. What is that? The chsiv, because we learn in the pasuk yaiv sheicher al teisht. Ata ubincha itcha. So that's the pasuk by the Kohanim doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. It says you can't drink wine and beer. So we darshan like this. Ma gabe na nozer. Yain hu delitzer avol sheicher mashkin loy. Shakshu ashar mashkin loy. So just like by nozer, the only thing that is also specifically is wine. Wine and all the parts of the grapes and so on, but it's only specifically wine. It's not other types of alcoholic or intoxicating beverages. Those are not usher by a nozer. Afgabe mikdash. So too, Reb Shimon says the pasuk has come to darshan and tell us by the base of mikdash also nami yain hu delitzer avoshar mashkin hamistakrin loy. But other types of drinks that could make you shikker or high or whatever it is that you want to translate it as, those things are not going to be usher. Now this is a very interesting and unique shita, because that's not the halacha that we typically are familiar with from other places in Shas. But Reb Shimon is entitled to his own shita. Reb Shimon's shita is that Enochanami, doing the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash is not usher unless you specifically drink wine. Wine is the problem. Anything else is not going to be a problem. And we learned that out of this extra pasuk of Yayim Shecher. So now we're happy. Everybody has an extra drasha from this pasuk of Yayin v'Shecher. But Reb Shimon Shita is, as I said, it's not familiar to us because we usually hold Ulafuki mid Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Shita would be the opposite of Reb Yehuda Shita, which again to us is the more popular Shita. The Tani we learned in Ebraisa, more popular maybe because Rashi brings in a Chumash, but it's the more popular Shita. The Tani we learned in Ebraisa, Reb Yehuda Oimer, Ochal Devela Ki'ilis. If a person would eat a date from the city, from the place of Ki'ilis, which was a very intoxicating date, a very high octane type of date, the shasav devash, or you drink honey, the chalav or milk, the nichnas lemikdash, in all those cases, so the person is a little bit woozy when they come into the mikdash, chayiv. He holds that that's enough to make you chayiv. Okay, so that's the shita, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and therefore obviously he disagrees with Reb Shimon and says we're not learning out of Nozer that it's only exclusively wine that's a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's any drink, anything that has this kind of effect on you would be asur. Okay, so that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Remember, the Rabbanan shita is Yayin v'Sheicher is coming to tell you just that any part of Nazirus makes you a complete Nazir. And Reb Shimon says, no, Yayin v'Sheicher is coming to tell us that you can't drink mitzvah wine as well. And the Rabbanan agree with that. And then Reb Shimon darshens the other half of the drasha for the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ibay Yisema. So this is very interesting. This Ibay Yisema is another teretz. So obviously we're familiar with the phrase. We see it all over Shas. Another answer. So what question is this coming to answer? So it seems to me that there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos which question the Gemara is coming to answer. According to Rashi, the Gemara is coming to answer why, according to Reb Shimon, you need to be mekabel all the different elements of Nazirus in order to be mekabel in Nazirus. That seems to be what the Gemara is coming to answer. That's the kasha the Gemara is coming to answer. It seems to me that Tosfos, on the other hand, is saying Ibay Yisema is giving another teretz to the kasha that Rava gave on the top of the Yomit. Rava's kasha was, where's the case of the mitzvah where you have to drink wine? And this Ibay Yisema is going to give us another teretz. So Rava's teretz was that I made a neder, I will drink wine. This Ibay Yisema is going to give a teretz that is going to change the case a little bit, and is going to answer that kasha of where there's mitzvah of yayin. So let's read the Gemara's Teretz. We'll have to read it both ways. But first the Yesoid. Reb Shimon lesle iser chal al iser. Reb Shimon does not agree with the concept that a second iser can take effect if there's already an iser in place. So I don't have to give my own mashal. The Gemara gives a mashal. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, ha'oichol nevelo b'yoyim ha-kipurim potter, that if I eat an iser nevelo on Yom Kippur, on potter. Now, potter does not mean totally. Obviously, I ate a nevelo. So the case is, the chiddush of the braisa is that you're potter from the chiyuv of Yom Kippur. Meaning, once you have the iser on this piece of meat, that's aser b'tayras nevelo, it's also for me to eat it, there's already an iser on it, there is no reason and there's no room, let's say, there's no room for a second iser, even as complicated as Yom Kippur, to be chal on this piece of nevela. So when it says potter over here, it means potter from the lavin applicable to, or the punishment applicable to Yom Kippur. And this, the Gemara is saying, is even, and whatever, the Mepharshim talk about the fact that it's even though the Yom Kippur is a much more chomer type of iser than nevela, it's much more stringent and much more encompassing, and even so, the second iser is not chal. In any event, okay, so this is Reb Shimon's Yesoid, ein iser chal al iser, that the second iser is not going to be chal once you have an existing iser. So, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the point of the Gemara is that, when I say Rashi, I mean the Rivan, or, but I refer to it as Rashi. So Rashi learns that the Chiddush of the Gemara is that if I were to be Makabel Nazirus part way, meaning I was Makabel Nazirus just, let's say, for example, not to drink wine, so then there, when I would say, oh, but what the rest of Nazirus would then, the Isser, for example, to shave or not become Tumah, so that Isser would be a new part of Nazirus trying to be chal on top of an existing part of Nazirus. And the Yesod that Reb Shimon just told us is that you can't have new Isser being chal on an existing Isser. So therefore, in Isser chal Isser, and that's why, again, according to Rashi, this is an answer to the Gemara's original Kasha, why Reb Shimon held it was necessary to be Mekabel all the various parts of Nazirus at once, because he was concerned that if I was Mekabel part of it and not the other part, then when the second part of it tries to expand and take on the second part of the Nazirus, no, ein iser chal al iser. That's how Rashi learns, and therefore, again, it's necessary to be Mekabel all the different parts as one. Now, I just want to go back and reiterate what I said before at the beginning, which was that this is all talking about where I tried to be Mekabel and Nazirus part by part. Obviously, if I just was Mekabel Nazirus as a whole, then the entire thing is Chal Baba Asachas, the whole thing comes at once, this is never an issue. In any event, that's the Shakel of Atayah according to the way Rashi learns. According to the way Tosfos learns, remember, the answer that we're coming to look for, what is the case that I need a Chiddush that Nazirus is Chal the second part? So Tosfos says, the case is, again, obviously the same Yisoid, Einis or Chal Yisoid, that part is the same. But he says, the chiddush is that, let's say, for example, a little bit different than what Rava said. Rava said the case was that I made a neder that I will drink the wine. Tosfos, again, none of this is written in the Gemara. Tosfos has to create this whole case. Tosfos says the case over here is that I made a neder that I will not drink the wine. And then I made myself a nozer. So now the question is the iser of nazirus going to be chal? Because I already said that I'm not going to drink wine. And now again, I'm making myself a nozer, which obviously the point of being a nozer is that I won't drink wine. So if you hold like Reb Shimon Enes or Chal Al Isser, so the simple understanding would be that the nazirus is not going to be chal, even though it involves more parts to it. It still should not be chal. And that is why, remember, all of this is to answer why that is why, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is answering why I need a pasuk of Yayin V'Shecher to teach us that even though the wine was already usher, and even though Reb Shimon holds Enis or Chal al Isser, the Chiddush by Nozer is because of this extra pasuk, Gzeiros HaKasav by Nozer, that the second Isser could be chal. And to tell us that the Isser Nazirus is going to be chal on top of the Isser of not drinking wine. So of course the Pashut Nafkamina would be, if he would go ahead and drink wine and he'd violate the Isser, he'd now be over on two Isserim, even according to Reb Shimon, he'd be over the Isser that of the Neder that I said I was not going to drink, and the Isser of Nazirus that of course doesn't allow me to drink. That's the way Tosfos learns the Teretz of the Sibayis Ema of the Gemara's Kasha. Okay. Moving on to the Gemara now. The Gemara then says, V'rabbanan. Okay, now we're going to go back all the way to the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara was we brought a different pasuk for each shita. We brought a pasuk that we discussed according to the Rabbanon, Yain v'Shecher, and we didn't mention Rav Shimon had brought a pasuk that says, Mikol Hashayas Migafanei Yain. So that was the Rav Shimon's pasuk. So according to the Rabbanon, they don't use that pasuk to teach us the Naziris, because according to the Rabbanon, you could just be Mekabel one thing. So the Gemara's question obviously is, so what do they do with Rav Shimon's pasuk? We never got back to what the Rabbanon hold with his pasuk. Amri l'chol Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon will answer, no. Hasam limud al iser nozer shemitztarfin ze im ze. So according to the Rabbanon, the pasuk is coming to tell us a whole different point. It's coming to tell us that the different pieces, different isurim involved in Nazir. So let's say, for example, I have to eat a kazayas of grape in order to be Asir. So let's say I had a half a kazayas of skin of the grape and a half a kazayas of seeds from the grape. Would that be Asr? So the Chiddush is, that's the Pasuk. That's Mikol HaShayasa. That's what the Pasuk is coming to us. From all the different parts, they all add up together. They're all part of the same Isser, and therefore they add up together to tell us that that would be a violation of the Isser Naziris. That's what the Rabbanon do with that Pasuk. Now, so L'chayra, that should be a halacha for everybody. Reb Shimon should need the Pasuk for that. So the Gemara says, nope. Reb Shimon, less light Tzirif. Reb Shimon doesn't hold that it's relevant. Excuse me. Reb Shimon holds that it's not relevant to the there's no concept of tziruf when it comes to drinking wine by naziris. Very interesting reason. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Reb Shimon Omer, kol shehu lamakas, any part of it's even less than a kabeya, even if less than that is going to be chayev malkus for a nazir if he drinks wine. It's already violating you're going to get malkus even for a smaller shear. So loyomer kazayas el leinyan korban. The whole idea, the only reason why you need a minimum shear is to obligate the person to bring a korban for violating the isser. Then once you reach the shear is going to be mistarv. However, as Tosfos points out, however, in the context of naziris, you don't bring a carbon for drinking wine. Yes, everybody's familiar with the fact that if he becomes tamei in the middle of the naziris falls apart, and he has to start over again, and he has to bring carbonos. That's true by tumah. But when it comes to drinking the wine, there's no carbon involved. Yes, you violated your naziris, but it doesn't impact the naziris in the same manner. It doesn't impact the naziris this way. Therefore, carbon is not relevant. This is the way Tosfos learns. And since it's not relevant, the shear is not relevant. So since the shear is not relevant at all, because any little bit is going to be a violation, there's no reason, according to Reb Shimon, to talk about the idea of tziruf, of being mitzaref different parts. There's no reason to be mitzaref different parts. Even the smallest amount is already a violation. I'm not allowed to drink any wine. Doesn't matter what the shear is. So it doesn't make sense that there'd be a pasuk in the Torah that tells us, oh yeah, A and B together equals wine. That's not true. Any little bit is going to be asr. So according to Reb Shimon, there's no need for that pasuk to teach us tziruf, which according to Rabbanan, there is a concept of tziruf. But according to it would be teaching us the concept of tziruf. According to the Reb Shimon, it's not negeya. And therefore, the only reason you'd have this pasuk is to teach us Reb Shimon's Yisoid, which was what he first started out with in the beginning of the Gemara, was that it's coming to tell us in order to be Mekabel Naziris. If I'm trying to be Mekabel it in parts, I have to be Mekabel all the parts at once, and I can't be Mekabel only a piece of the Naziris and then expect it to expand to the entire Naziris. Okay, so that's the sugya. So in conclusion, the bottom line is you have to know the machlokes of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. That according to Reb Shimon, again, and I say this again just so that we don't get confused. Of course, if I say I am a nazir and that's all I say, then I am a nazir and all the halachas of naziris apply. If, however, I'm trying to be fancy and I'm trying to be mekabel all the parts of naziris, according to Reb Shimon, I have to mention all of them at once in order for it to work. And according to Rabbanon, just mentioning one part is enough. Is enough to expand it to the rest of the naziris as well. And you're probably more familiar with the Rabbanon Shita because that seems to be the way the Mishnayos are learning the Rab. They seem to be following the Rabbanon Shita in the rest of in what we have learned so far. Certainly in Nedarim and so far in Nazir as well, that we're following the Rabbanon Shita. So that's the Shita we're more familiar with. Great. That takes us to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is now going to introduce to us, in the next two Mishnayos rather, are going to introduce to us the fact that there are different types of Nazirus. So we're talking about how to be Makabel Nazirus, and in fact the first Mishnah of the Masechta was talking about the idea that there's a concept of Yodois. Yodois means that I don't have to mention it outright, I can sort of allude to it, and we finish the person's sentence, and we know that that's Nazirus that is coming to do. So, the first Mishnah is going to teach us the idea that there is a concept of Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon, as we all familiar with Shimshon, Shimshon was in one of the Nevi'im in Shoiftim. We learn about Shimshon, that he became a Nazir by the fact that the Malach came to his mother, Eshes Menoyach, and told him, your child is going to be a Nazir from birth. And then, of course, Shimshon went ahead and was a Nazir his entire life until the end of his life. Okay, in any event, the question is, can I be Mekabel Shimshon Nazir? So we're not going to get into that question just yet. The Gemara later will discuss that. But for now, the Mishnayos wants to talk about the concept of Yodos. So what if he says, Hareini Keshimshon Keben Manoyach Kebal Delilo? Okay, so according to the way Tosfos learns, this is all one case. Even though I read what we would naturally read in Mishnayos as three different cases, you have to read this all as one case. The person has to say, to be Mekabel Nazir Shimshon, he has to say that I want to be like Shimshon. Now, which Shimshon? Ben Manoach, who was the son of Manoach. There's a lot of Shimshons in the world. It's the Shimshon that was Ben Manoach. And also Kebal Delila, also was the wife of Delila. Because then you're really being careful about which Shimshon you're referring to. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah continues and says, Kamisha Akar Daloso Es Aza. Or if he says, like the guy who pulled apart the doors in Aza. As we all know the famous story, he was tied up and he pulled the pillars apart. Or it says, Kamisha Nekro Plishon Es Einov. Or if he says that his eyes were poked out. And there also Tosfos says that he have to say this case together with one of the other cases. Harei zeh Nazir Shimshon, in all those cases as a Nazir Shimshon. Again, in the bigger picture over here, in the context of Masechtas Nazir, this Mishnah is following the previous Mishnah that teaches us this, the concept of Yodos. So now all of a sudden we're teaching us the concept of Yodos also in the context of Shimshon. So we've introduced the fact that there's such a thing as Nazir Shimshon. We're going to get more into it in a moment. Let's wait for the next Mishnah. But we introduced the fact that there is Nazir Shimshon, and we're now introducing there's also a Yodos for being Mekabel Nazir Shimshon. So, as we just discussed, the Gemara asks, Lomali the Mishnah called Halein, why do we have to give all these cases? They're all basically the same. They're all different ways of referencing Shimshon, and the point is that just by reference I could be Mekabel Nazir Shimshon. So the Gemara answers, Trichi, I need to list all these cases for the exact reason that we discussed. Di Amar Hareini Kishimshon. Because if I just say I want to be like Shimshon, Havamina Shimshon Achrina, could have been any other Shimshon. Kamash Malon, that's why it has to be Kiben Menoyach. The Shimshon that I'm referring to is the one that's Ben Menoyach. But Yitana Ben Menoyach, and if it just said the case of Ben Menoyach, so Havamina Ika de Miskri Hachi, there's somebody out there that's called Ben Menoyach, that's his name. Kamash Malon, Kabal Delilo. So now I have to add the third factor, which is that it's also the husband of Baal Delilo. So that combination of a Shimshon, who's a Ben Menoyach, who's the husband of Delilo, Ukami, and then the Gemara asks, and this is what Tosfos bases on, Ukami Shenekra Plishtim Azenov, and that they went ahead and poked out his eyes. So when you add all those indicators together, those indicators are, you can put that information together, and it's reliable to know that he's referring to the famous Shimshon in Navi. And it's only because you added those cases together. Again, the Gemara itself says this, that's why the Mishnah had to list all these cases. So it's not listing separate cases, it's adding, it's building a foundation. It's this Shimshon, who's a Ben Menoach, his wife of Delila, and also they either pulled out his eyes, or that he killed everybody in Aza, whatever. You have to add one of those things so that you know it's a clear identification of who it is, and that's enough to make it into a Yad. Okay, so we now address the idea that the concept of Yodos applies for Nazir Shimshon also. However, we haven't really discussed what Nazir Shimshon is. So let's read the next Mishnah to get a better idea, a better sense of what we're talking, the fuller picture. But of course the Gemara doesn't say, this is Nazir Shimshon. The Gemara says it the Mishnah says it by teaching us another halacha. Ma ben Nazir Oilom le Nazir Shimshon. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Nazir Oilom and Nazir Shimshon? So right away, we see that the two are considered relatively comparable. So let's now, for the first time, take a step back and discuss what these are. So, as we know, in general, a person being mekabel naziris, if he just says, I want to be a nazir, so the halacha is, based on drushes, which we haven't gotten to yet, but we'll get to in the Masechta, that stam naziris is shloshim yoim. That's a concept that hopefully we're all familiar with. So, stam naziris shloshim yoim, regular naziris is 30 days. Now, I am allowed to say, I want my Naziris to last 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I could pick. I can't pick anything less than 30, but I can pick anything more than 30 if I want. I could also pick, and which is relevant for our Mishnah, I could pick and say, I want to be a Nazir for the rest of my life, for the duration of my life. I could say that if I want, and then I am a Nazir for the rest of my life. And as we'll learn in a moment, what the halacha, special halacha is, if in that case, where I am a Nazir for the rest of my life. However, that's one type of Naziris which will last the duration of my life. The other type of Naziris which will last a person for the rest of his life is also Nazir Shimshon. Is also, because Shimshon, as we know, was born into Naziris, and he was in fact a Nazir his entire life. So, now that we've established that there are two types of ways that a person can make himself a Nazir for the rest of his life, now the Gemara wants to know, okay, what's the difference between them? Is there a difference between them? Is there a difference between them? I'm going to be a Nazir anyway for the rest of my life. So what's the difference? And this is not like the regular Naziris that I'm a Nazir just for 30 days or even 60 or 90. This is the rest of my life. So, now we can read the Mishnah with some understanding. Ma ben Nazir Oilam leNazir Shimshon. What's the difference in both of these cases? I'm going to be a Nazir forever. And the Mishnah says, very big difference. Nazir Oilam. If I say I'm going to be a Nazir for the rest of my life, what does that mean? Hichbid Saroi Mekil Basar. If my hair gets very long, I could cut it a little bit to make it so that it's not so long. Umevi shalish behemos, and I bring three behemos, meaning it's, even though I am going to be forever a nazir, but I can kind of cut it up into pieces. I could say, okay, whatever, every once in a while I'll take a haircut and I'll start my naziris over again. It's really a continuation, but the point is there could be breaks in between. And also, because he's like a regular nazir, but imnitmer maybe carbon tumo. And if he becomes tummy, he brings a carbon as well, like any other regular nazir, that he doesn't have an end date. So he could pick his end date based on either if he becomes tummy, which is not the good way, or if his hair gets too long, he could pick that as an end date, but then start over again. However, in contrast, Nazir Shimshon, if he becomes a Nazir Shimshon, Hichbet Saroi Eina Mekel, he could never cut his hair. As we all familiar with the story with Shimshon, that he didn't cut his hair until his wife Delilah cut his hair at the end of his life. And that's when he got into trouble. But otherwise, his hair has to grow forever. And another interesting halacha is, Bim Nitva Eina Mevi Karban Tumah. If he becomes Tumah, he does not bring a carbon for the Tumah. So Tumah doesn't apply to him, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. There's a special unique halacha. Nazir Shimshon is a little bit different than the regular Nazirs we're accustomed to, because there is no Hilchos Tumah applicable to a Nazir Shimshon. So now we have to make a major difference. So basically, a Nazir Oilam is a regular Nazir, it just continues going. As opposed to Nazir Shimshon is a unique type of Naziris, where he can never cut his hair, he can never start over again, and he also can't become Tummy. So, let's see the Gemara now. So the Gemara first asks, Nazir Oilam Andekar Shemei. So who's talking about Nazir Oilam? We were talking about Nazir Shimshon in the context of Yodos. That's why we mentioned it, because we were discussing the topic of Yodos. Who mentioned this idea of Nazir Oilam? So the Gemara of course says, Chasuri Mechzer V'Hachi Gitani, that there are words missing from the Mishnah, as if they are written there. The way to read a Mishnah is like this, Ha'ayme Harei Nazir Oilam. If a person says, I want to be a Nazir forever, Harei Zin Nazir Oilam. Okay, great, he is now a Nazir for Oilam. Now that we discussed that there is a concept of Nazir Oilam, the Gemara then takes it to the next level, since we mentioned Shimshon and we mentioned Nazir Oilam. So now the Gemara, this is the Mishnah, picks up from there and says, this is the Mishnah that we have, Ma ben Nazir Oilam and Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between them? And the Mishnah actually went and quotes the rest of the Mishnah. Nazir Oilam, Hichbet Sari, Meikub Basari. If his hair gets too long, he can cut it a little bit, or maybe Shalish Behemoth, and I'll bring Karbonis, like as if he was ending a regular Naziris. Vim Nitzva, maybe Karbon Tumah, and it's like a regular Naziris, that if he becomes Tumah, he brings the Karbonis that are associated with Tumah. Nazir Shimshon, Hichbet Sari, Enameikub Sari, but if a Nazir Shimshon, on the other hand, even if his hair gets too long, he can't cut it. And now on the top of Dalat Amabez, Vaina, maybe Karbon Tumah, and he doesn't bring a Karbon. Okay, so that's our Mishnah, and that's what our Mishnah teaches us about Nazir Shimshon. Now, back onto the topic of Nazir Shimshon. So the Gemara is going to ask a very interesting question. You're telling me, obviously, we're discussing Nazir Shimshon as if it really exists. So you're telling me the concept of a carbon doesn't exist for a Nazir Shimshon, but he is a Nazir. There's no question that a person could be Makabal upon themselves to be a Nazir Shimshon. The problem is, money maslisan loy Rabbi Yehuda v'loy Rabbi Shimon. There is no Tana that we're familiar with that holds this idea, at least we'll see in a moment whether that's true, that holds this idea that I can be a Nazir Shimshon, but I just don't have to be a carbon. Now, what are the shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nazir Shimshon mutar l'tamei the meisim. So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're able to become a totally mutter for a Nazir Shimshon. It's a unique type of Naziris that the halachas of Tumah do not apply to him. He's able, lichatchila, to become Tamei LeMeisim. Shekeim etzina b'shimshon shenitma, because we see Shimshon, which was the purpose, his purpose, the purpose of the Nazir, the Nevius, to, like Shimshon, that he constantly was becoming Tamei, and he purposely became Tamei. His job was to provoke the Plishtim. That's what he did. He would kill a bunch of Plishtim just to get them angry. So we see that it's lechatchila, which is not like our Mishnah, which our Mishnah seems to imply that you're not supposed to become tamei. And but even the more unique shita is Reb Shimon Omer, Ha'imer Nazir Shimshon Lo Yomer Klum. Reb Shimon actually holds it's not even possible to be a Nazir Shimshon. Shimshon was a unique situation that happened once in the world that Shimshon became a Novi, but it doesn't apply for us. Why? Shalom Atzina B'Shimshon Shiyos Naziris Mipiv, because Shimshon wasn't Mekabel Naziris. This came from a Malach. It came from his mother. It came from his father that made him into a Nazir. This is Reb Shimon Shita. Again, not the, so to speak, the popular Shita, because we talk about Nazir Shimshon in the rest of the Masechta. But Reb Shimon Shita happens to be, he holds it's impossible for us nowadays to be Mekabel Nazir Shimshon, because Nazir Shimshon is not a man-made Naziris. It's a Naziris that comes that you have to be born that way. So you can never be Mekabel Naziris. In any event, for our purposes, money, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? E-Rev Yehuda. So if you want to learn like it's Rev Yehuda, that at least there Shimshon exists. Ha'amar, afilu l'chatchilo. We're saying the halacha by that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that a Nazir Shimshon could become Tamei, no problem. Umasnisan Kadani im Nitma. And our Mishnah says only if he became Tamei. Okay, so how do we deal with it? Making it sound like that. The etzem it's Asur. If he becomes Tamei, okay, so what's the ramifications? What's the halacha? But he's not supposed to become Tamei. That's what our Mishnah seems to imply. And so therefore our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, at least not straightforward like Rabbi Yehuda. E Reb Shimon, and if you want to say the Tana of our Mishnah is Reb Shimon, that certainly doesn't work. Ha'amar lo chayla nazir is klal. And he holds there's no such thing as Nazir Shimshon for us nowadays. So it's definitely not Shita's Reb Shimon. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah, to which the Gemara finally responds, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda hi. We're going to say that our Mishnah is like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a concept. Now, what about the Tumah aspect? Ba'aydi diktani gabe Nazir Oilam im Nitwa. Since in the Mishnah itself it discusses Nazir Oilam, and in the Mishnah, by Nazir Oilam is clearly not allowed to become Tamei, and it's only a question of if he becomes Tamei, so we have to use that phrase in the context of Nazir Oilam. So Tana Nami Gabi Nazir Shimshon im Nitwa. So by Nazir Shimshon also we use the concept, we use the phrase if he becomes Tamei. But really, we agree with Rabbi Yehuda Shita that he could become Tamei if he wants to lichatchila. That's not a problem. It's just that once we're writing in the Mishnah, and we're already familiar with this concept that the Mishnahs have some sort of symmetry in the way, in the poetry, the way they are written. And since in the concept of Nazir Oilam we say Im Nitma, so by Nazir Shimshon we also say Im Nitma. But for us it's not really a problem if he becomes Tamei. He could have become Tamei anyway, Lichatchila. So at the end of the day, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that there is Nazir Shimshon, and he can even become Tamei if he wants to. Okay, so let's take this, expand this a little bit further. So let us say that this machloikus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is really also tied into and can be connected to the machloikus between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosi that we're going to learn now. The Tanam we learned in the Mishnah. Harei alai kikar. This is talking about, it has nothing to do with Naziris. This is talking about regular Nadarim. A guy says, I want to be, excuse me, I read the words wrong. The guy says, Harei alai kibachor. I want to be usher like a bechor. A bechor, as you know, is an animal, a firstborn animal. The halacha is you're supposed to bring that animal as, you go give it to the kohen, it brings it as a korban. Now, the bechor Let's take a step back and remind ourselves of a little bit Hilchos Nedarim. Every time a person makes a neder, they're saying, what's a neder? A neder is you're making an Isser Cheftza. So if you're making an Isser Cheftza, the Isser Cheftza has to attach to something else that has similar type of Isser. But as we learned in Masechtas Nedarim, in Nedarim, we learned that in order to attach it to an Isser, it has to be, so to speak, what we call a man-made Isser. It has to be that the Isser was created by us, ourselves, that we created the Isser. For example, the classic example is a carbon. We took an animal, and we made that carbon, we made that animal now to be on the level of Kedusha of carbon, of Hektish. So when we say a neder, we say, I want my object, my glasses, my cup, my plate, whatever it is, to be on that level of the carbon. And we're, so it's being matzpis, we're attaching it to an isser, but an isser that I made. And I'm saying, just like I made the carbon, that isser, I'm also making my animal, or my other thing, to be usser like that. As opposed to, for example, if a person tries to say, I want my new object to be usser like chazer, like pig. So chazer is not an isser that was man-made. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that chazer is going to be usser. So I can never make my object similar to that, because I'm a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu can make whatever, you know, decides the rules, but I cannot make my object on that level. It doesn't work. So now, the interesting question about Bechor, as we're going to see in a moment, is a Bechor considered a man-made isser, or is it a godly isser? Is it an isser that gets created from the mere fact that it is Kaddish because of Kaddish Baruch who said so? And this is going to be the essence of the Machloikis over here. So we have a Machloikis. Rabbi Yaakov says that it works. And Rabbi Yossi holds Matir. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Mutter, meaning that the Neder would not be Chal. Bechor is not a good thing to attach to. But for our purposes of the Gemara, we're going to tie it back now to our Machloikis, Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So my love. So let's now put these two Shitas back to their, to where they apply. My love, Rabbi Yehuda Savala ke Rabbi Yaakov, the Omar loy beinan dover hanider. So the Gemara assumes at this point that they all agree that Bechor is considered a godly made Isser, not a man made Isser. Let's work with that assumption for a second. So if I hold that I don't need a dover hanider, I don't need something that I created as a neder, I created the Isser on it in order to be typhus onto this new object. So the same thing is true by Shimshon. Because by Shimshon, Shimshon also was never mekabel upon himself Nazirus. The Nazirus, so to speak, was placed upon him, let's say, either from the Maloch, maybe from his mother or father, but certainly, let's say, it's easier to understand that it came from a Maloch. So it's not something that he created the Isser. So if you hold like Rabbi Yaakov, and again, we're making this assumption right now in the beginning of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yaakov holds, it doesn't bother me the fact that it was not man-made. So great. So just like I can use Bechor, which is not man-made, I could use Shimshon, which is also, so to speak, not man-made. So the two Shittos seem to be aligned. That would be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov would line up. Rabbi Shimon, Savalaka Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon would say that it doesn't work. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, Dar Marbin and Davar Anidar, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi, just like Bechor doesn't work, because it's not man-made. So to Shimshon is not man-made, and that's why I could never be Mekabel Naziris Shimshon. The two Shitas seem to line up. That seems to be potentially the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda's Machloikas in Shimshon. And the Gemara says, look, that's not true. That's not really, the two things are not connected. There's a completely different svar. There's no machlokes over here, whether you need a davar hanider or not. Everybody agrees you need to attach it to something that's man-made. That's for sure. B'shani gaba b'chor. So b'chor happens to be a unique situation, because it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And the question is, which one do we put the emphasis? Which one do we look at and say, what is b'chor really? Because the pasuk and the Gemara is going to explain why it's what I just said. Well, it's a little bit of the each. Because the pasuk says, La Hashem. Now this pasuk actually is interesting, because this pasuk is by your regular parasha of neder. It says ki yider neder La Hashem. So what is Hashem? Why do I have to add La Hashem? What does that come to add us? La Rabbis is a bechor. So we darshan, it's coming to include a bechor also is considered where I designated it for Hashem. That's Rabbi Yaakov Shita. Rabbi Yosef Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yossi, who says it doesn't work, he'll say, no, Ahula Hashem Iboy Leila Rabbis Chatzis Va'Oshim. It's coming to include a regular carbon chatzis and a regular Oshim. Now, why do we need a special pasuk for that? The answer is because I would have thought a chatzis and an Oshim is also a chayva, is an obligation, because once I do an Aveira, I have to bring a carbon chatzis. So you might think that's also not considered in the level of man-made. Okay, in any event, it is, because at the end of the day, I designated which animal is going to be the chatzis and the asher. But that's what Tosfos points out. But in any event, but the point is that it's only including chatzis and asher. But the Gemara wants to know, Ma rois the rabbis chatzis for asher ulahitzi esabachar. But what's the difference? In both of these cases, I'm making a chatzis and an asher, and also lechayra pronouncing that this is a bachar. The Gemara answers, no, the difference is, Marba ani chatzis for asher, shekein matvisin beneder. That the reason why the pasuk is coming to tell us chatzis asher because I made it into that animal to be asher beneder, but as opposed to a bechor that I can't use it as a neder because I'm not making it into a neder, I'm not making it into a bechor, it's born a bechor, and I therefore can't use it for a neder, and that's why the pasuk is not referring to it that way. Okay, so that's a very nice drasha according to Rabbi Yossi. It seems to be, so to speak, very logical. That he's, I'm not making a bechor, so that's not what the pasuk is referring to. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Lecha, no. The difference is bechor nami matvisa beneder. Who? A bechor also is something that I made it into a bechor. I gave it the kedusha of the bechor, and therefore I could use it for a regular neder. D'tanya, where do we get this from? Where did Rabbi Yaakov get this from? Because we know, of course, the bechor was born naturally. D'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Shel Beis Rabbeinu, is a new shita, Beis Rabbeinu, Amru, they taught us the following halacha. Minayin lenoilad lor bechor, b'soy chidre. How do we know that when a bechor is born in your flock, shemitzvah alav lahakdishoy, that is a mitzvah on the owner of the flock to make it hektish. So I am making it hektish. Shenemar, Hazocher taktish, that when there's a male animal born as a bechor, you have to be maktish it. So you see that I am the one that am making it hektish. I have a mitzvah to make it hektish. So we see that it's looked at and viewed from the posuk's perspective as if I am making it hektish. Okay, so now once again, Rabbi Yaakov becomes the logical one. I'm making the bechor. Rabbi Yossi will argue and say no. Yes, it's true, it's my mitzvah to call it hektish. That's true. However, let's be realistic over here. Eloi maktish le, if I didn't make the hektish, miloi kadosh. So it would be kadosh anyway. It's a bechor. At the end of the day, it's a bechor and it's going to be hektish no matter what you do. Whether you do it or not, it's not going to make a difference. It is a bechor, it has the kedusha of a bechor. Yes, it's true, it's your mitzvah to make it a bechor. It's like Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is going to happen anyway. But it's your mitzvah to be mekadesh the chodesh. It's your mitzvah to make it Rosh Chodesh. So again, without getting too much off the point here, the same thing is by bechor. By bechor also, yes, it's true that it will naturally be a bechor and it will automatically be a bechor. However, I have a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yossi, on the one hand, focuses on the fact that it's a bechor anyway, and Rabbi Yaakov focuses on the fact, yeah, but the truth of the matter is, I'm involved. I am involved. I am making it hektish. I get to call it kedusha. So the same way I'm calling it kedusha, that's enough of a man-made kedusha that I can now use it as my example for other nedar. Okay, in any event, that's the machloikis by Bechor, whether it works by Bechor or not, and it's not necessarily the same thing by Shimshon, because everybody agrees that I have to be matvis on a dover anidah, on something that I created the isser on. Okay, now, the Gemara goes back to the original point, Nozer nami oksiv la Hashem. So why don't we say by the Nozer also, it says la Hashem. So therefore I have to be Mekabel the Nazirus, and by Shimshon I'm not necessarily being, we never see that he was Mekabel the Nazirus. The Gemara answers in this context, Hahu Mibay Leilu Kedetanya, that Lahashem in the context of being Mekabel Nazirus is for a whole different reason. And this is for a famous brisa that we, if you remember from Nedarim, we brought this brisa as well. Omar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, Miyomai lo yachalti oshim nozer tomei. I never ate from an oshim, a carbon oshim, which is a tum, when a nozer becomes tomei, he brings a carbon oshim and he brings shnei toyer. He brings two birds. And it, like we discussed earlier, that you bring two birds also. In any event, he said, I never ate from a carbon oshim when a nozer became tomei. Chutz me Adam Echad, except in one case, Shabo Elaim in Adarim, and he arrived from the south. Yofa Einayim, he had beautiful eyes, V'toiv Roye, and he looked good. The Ketoyis of Seduris Loi Taltalim, and his hair was all curled in a nice way. And I said, Amarti loy bini. I said to my son, Ma, I said to this guy, Ma rois the shaches sarno, why are you cutting off all your hair? He had beautiful hair. And now, of course, as we know, the halacha is by a nazir, when it becomes summer, he has to shave off all his hair and he has to start over again. So why would you mekabel? Amar li, so this guy said to me, Roya hayisi la'avi. I was a shepherd for my father in my city. And one time I went to draw water from the well. And I looked at the shadow, I looked at my shadow in the water. And my Yetzer got all scared. And it wanted to take me from the world, meaning it wanted to say, oh, I'm so beautiful, I should be doing, you know, whatever things beautiful people do. So I said to the Yetzirah, Reka, or I said to myself, Reka, you empty. Why are you becoming a Baal Gaiva in this world as if you can attribute your beauty to yourself? Eventually you're just going to be worms and bugs. So he swore in the name of the Avodah, that I'm going to shave my hair for Shem Shemayim. Amarati, so this is Reb Shimon HaTzadik talking. Amarati, I stood up in the Shakti Al Roshay, and I gave him a kiss on his head. Amarati Loi, and I said to him, Kamoisecha Yirbu Nazirim Bi Yisrael. There should be many more Nazirim like you in Yisrael. Alecha Kasav Oimer, and this is, we're back to our Pasuk over here. That's to you, the Pasuk is referring when it says, Ishki Yivale Lindar Neder Nozir Lahazir Leha Shem. Okay, so he became a Nozir Lashem. His motivation to become a Nozir was completely and entirely L'Shem Shemayim. So that's why he is Lashem. That type of Naziris is the correct type of Naziris. As Tosfos points out, in other cases, in most cases, because a person is upset, or a person is frustrated, or he's angry, and that's why he becomes a Nozir. He's trying to prove a point, so he makes himself into a Nozir. That is not Lahashem. Yes, at the end of the day, halachically, he is a Nozir, but it's not for the right reasons. So the Pasuk Lahashem, in the context of Nozir, is that a person should only be Mekabel Naziris if it's fully and entirely, 100% for L'Shem Shemayim, Lahashem. Okay, so let's quickly just read a few more lines. It's getting late. Okay, and that's what the Pasuk Lahashem is coming to teach us. V'Shimshin lav nozer have. So you're telling me that Shimshin wasn't a nozer. So there's a shita that says I can't be mekabel naziris. Shimshin v'aksiv ki nozer elikim yianar min abetin. So we see that Shimshin was a nozer immediately as soon as he was born. He was actually a nozer. So the Gemara once again says, "Hosam Malach Hu Deka Omar." It's the Malach who made it, who said that he was a Nazir. So he was never Mekabel Naziris. He was a Nazir because the Malach said so. Uminolon De Imti Lemesim. Okay, so now we have a very interesting side point. Question: we said that the Naziris Shimshin, whether it does work or it doesn't work, let's assume it does work. But let's start with the basics. The reason why it works is because we see the uniqueness of the way Shimshin became a Nozer is he was able to be Metame Lemesim, he was able to become Tame. So how do we know that he became Tame? Elam, if you're going to say, now let's look at some of the things that Shimshin did. As we know, he provoked the Plishtim, he used to kill a lot of Plishtim. So if you're going to tell me from the Pasuk, they said, Belechi Achamari Kesi Elef Ish, that he, with the jawbone of a donkey, he killed 1,000 Plishtim. So obviously he killed people, he became Tame. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma Giruye Gari Bahu. Maybe he just pulled them along, the Loinoga Bahu, but he never actually killed them. They died later. So how do we know that they actually died and he became Tomei? Elam Hecha, so now maybe from a distant passing. It says, Vayach Mehen Shloishimish, another time, where he killed another 30 people. Vayikach Es Chalutzai Sam. Now in this case, he took their shirts off their back, which is another discussion why he did that, but the point is that he took their shirts after they died. And then clearly he became Tomei. The Gemara says once again, Dilma, Ashalchino Bereisha, first maybe the order of the thing was, first he hit them, they didn't die yet, he took off their shirts, the Hadakutlin, and then he killed them. So who says, once again, they were Tomei necessarily when he touched them? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Vayach Vayikach, it says, first he hit them, and then he took them. So clearly from the Pasuk, it sounds like he first killed them, and then he took their shirts. So the Gemara says, Vidilma, no, Gois is in Goysen Shavinu. Maybe he only made them a Goysis, which means there's somebody about to die, but they weren't yet dead. Now, a regular nozer, by the way, would be also to touch a goyses. But maybe that's the uniqueness of Shimshin, that he was able to touch them when they were goyses, but he took their shirts naturally before they died, and therefore who says he ever became tamei? So the Gemara says, you're right, Ela Gemara Gemiri Lo, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, we know we have a Kabbalah that that's the story. The story was he killed them, then he took their shirts, and he became tamei to them, that he did not stay apart from them after they were dead. Okay, so, fine. So because of the timing, we'll stop over here. But we see that Shimshin definitely became Tamei L'Meisim, and therefore, if and to the extent that a person is able to be Mekabel Naziris Nazir Shimshin, he also will be with the same halachas as Shimshin, which is that the regular Naziris applies, except for the fact that the Isser Tumah does not apply for in the context of a Nazir Shimshin. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this line next time we meet Shimshin.